Kevin Duala at breakfast. BBC.
It is BBC Radio Merseyside. Right. What's in a name? This is a quick question for you now. What is in a name? Well, quite a lot, actually, and especially for my next guests, who are members of a long-established Wirral choir that's decided to change its name. Why, I hear you cry? Well, we're going to find out. Wirral Community Choir, based in Wallasey, but with singers from across the area, is becoming Peninsula Singers. Let's find out why. So we've got chair of the choir, Si Green, who's with me, alongside Jill Bailey, and newer member who sings alto. Very good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Yes, thanks. Nice to see you, Si. Nice to see you. Nice to see you, Jill. Right, who's going to start off first to tell us about the choir, Si?
Yeah, well, the choir, as you've indicated, has been going for quite a long time, almost 20 years. It started off actually as a singing, learn to sing class. It was so popular, there were so many people coming along to it, that the class leader, chap called Graham Connolly, he decided he would turn it into a choir based at the Birkenhead Sixth Form College, and it just grew from there.
Yeah,
this is going back a wee while, and it has spent most of its life being based there at the college until 2018, when the choir were moved out because of lack of space, etc.
Yeah.
And we set up as a separate institution, the Wirral Community Choir Association, freestanding. And from that point onwards, we were in the operating from Wallasey United Reformed Church, and we've been there ever since.
And for our listeners then, and for me actually, what sorts of pieces do you sing?
Everything you can think of, really.
Right, okay.
Yeah, every genre. You know, They range dramatically from classical to musicals to...
Yeah.
Jill, some of your favourites?
Yeah, well, we can bring Jill in now. So, Jill, tell us enlightened you to join the choir?
Well, I'd thought about it on and off. I used to sing when I was at school, just in the choir. And I thought about it on and off for a few years. And I know the piece that you're doing during January is about new hobbies and things.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. I thought about it for a few years. No, I'm not going to do it. And in the end, I thought, right. And I Googled choirs near me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Found, as it was, Wirral Community Choir. And I thought, right, just go for it. What have you got to lose?
Yeah.
And I've been there ever since, and I really love it.
Before you went, Jill, were you apprehensive at all? Were you a bit shy? Were you a bit nervous?
Was a little bit nervous because I'd been in a choir surroundings before.
Yeah,
I kind of knew what to expect, but as Si said, I didn't know what they sang. I didn't know what the setup would be, but the choir is an excellent setup. We've got two fantastic musical directors who lead us and support us, loads of learning material with it, and push us.
Yeah.
But it's a really, really great environment to sing in.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot when people have joined choirs, you know, the social aspect of it.
Really important.
Because music, as we know, can help us in so many ways. Singing music, you know,
absolutely.
People with dementia, you know, it can change our whole lifestyle, music.
Yes.
It's a really powerful tool. So, Si, a long-established group, you mentioned you've been in the choir for nearly 20 years. So the big question is, I guess, why change the name?
New era. Jill has mentioned that we have two new musical leaders, Katie Rooney and Victoria Wells. They are both brilliant, enthusiastic, great musicianship, and they've brought a new style to the way that the choir operates and learns and how we sing. They've set the bar higher.
Yeah.
And we're all enjoying being pushed and challenged, aren't we?
Yeah.
So whereas we thought we were good before, we've had this new musical leadership team for only 5 months now.
Yeah.
And they're already starting to raise that bar higher.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you work really hard for maybe 10 or 12 weeks to prepare for a gig, for a concert, and the thrill, the excitement when you nail it in the concert.
When you get it right.
It's spine-tinglingly good when the whole choir gels. You know that famous phrase, bad rehearsal, good concert.
Yeah.
And we have a habit.
We have lots of them.
We have a habit of having a pretty awful last rehearsal, you know, and it's... you know, the jitters start, yeah. and then people calm down and they really nail it on the day. Yeah. But we're getting superb direction from
it. It is.
And I think the other aspect was that why change the name? We'd got the new leadership in place for September, and we felt, well, we've been the World Community Choir for a long, long time, and there were other things that needed to change, e.g., we've got a brand new website. It went live yesterday.
Okay.
We've, because of this interview today, we've pushed it hard to get it ready.
Yeah.
Thanks, CyberFrog, by the way, for getting it done.
What's the website address?
The website address is peninsulasingers.org.uk, and it's been developed by a local firm in Liverpool, CyberFrog.
Yeah.
Rich and Matt, they've been brilliant in getting it over the line.
Keeping it local, love
keeping
that.
Keeping it local.
Love it.
The whole idea is keeping it local.
And you're always on the lookout for new members, and believe you don't have to read music, but you do have to be able to, I guess the criteria is singing tune, right?
We don't have a sort of an audition as such, but what the musical directors will do, Katie and or Victoria, they'll listen to your voice just to see best what your range is, where you're best suited to sit in the choir.
Okay.
But everyone is welcome. It's a really good welcoming environment.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. But you do learn stuff as well, which, again, as you said, you know, it's got loads of social benefits and mental health, well-being benefits. Singing, it makes you happy, doesn't it?
It just generally makes you feel good about yourself. We did this swimathon for children in need at Wavertree Park, where we had to swim 1,000 lengths for children in need. But Billy Hoy, who's a presenter here of BBC Radio Mirror, he's got his own choir, and he brought the choir to the swimming pool, and you can imagine what the acoustics were like in a swimming pool.
Fantastic.
And it just pushed us to the, you know, just pushed us through and through and through. It was absolutely phenomenal. So just before you go, sign Jill, just remind us again how people can get in touch.
Through the website, there is the new email address. It is quite simply peninsula@gmx.com. That's the easy way to get through to us.
Yeah, and for anybody who does know, where are you based?
We're based in Wallasey Village.
Right, Wallasey Village, that's to find you.
Top end of the world.
Okay.
Yeah. So people could always come along, visit
and just introduce
us
themselves, yeah?
And see, you know,
that's a good idea.
See if they think we'll fit them and they'll fit us, so.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Si and Jill, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right.